Well, we are expecting the jobs report for November shortly this morning, but we're not really expecting any surprises in this jobs report. No one thinks that the unemployment rate will change from 9%, although they do say that there should be a net increase of 125,000 new jobs created in November, which is an improvement over October. Joining us now, Charlie Herman, economics editor for The Takeaway and our co-producer, WNYC. And you've actually been going out and talking to businesses, both large and small, I assume, trying to figure out what exactly is it? What's the trigger that would get them to start hiring anybody?
It was just the idea that we hear a lot from politicians and analysts about what needs to be done to get jobs created, to get businesses to hire. So we thought, well, let's go to businesses and ask them, what will it take for you to get hired? And, you know, we did hear some specific things like a corporate income tax reduction, that could actually have a benefit that could make them more sure that they would have more money available if they want to go build a factory, that they would still have resources to be able to make payroll or do other things. But one thing that we heard very strongly, and it was made very clear, for example, from the CEO of Alcoa, Klaus Kleinfeld. Alcoa is one of the world's largest metal and manufacturing companies, is that what Washington needs to do more than anything is just lead, to try and instill confidence and actually make decisions, like take actions. And that the gridlock is basically, you know, it makes it difficult. There are things that they can lead on, like the debt ceiling. When you see the debate that happened over the summer on that, then it really doesn't instill confidence. Now, there are some specific things that do actually end up leading to jobs. He pointed out that fuel efficiency, the government's push to make cars more fuel efficient by 2016, they'll have to have 34 miles per gallon on average. That's actually created jobs.
Suddenly, the automakers are saying, well, we have to make our cars more fuel efficient. How do we do that? So they basically look for lightweighting, and they don't want to compromise safety. So then they look at what's the material that we should choose, and they come to aluminum.
So that's Klaus Kleinfeld again at Alcoa talking about the automakers and how to make their cars more fuel efficient and at the same time be safe, they have to use aluminum. So that's leading him to actually build or expand a factory. He's spending $300 million. He's hiring 300 people.
Although that may not be coming solely from the government. We just got that report saying that by 2015, the auto industry will create 200,000 new jobs.
Well, it's the auto industry. It's sort of like a requirement that the government is putting on the auto industry, which has this trickle-on effect. So did the government actually tell Alcoa, go do this? No, they told the industry, we want you to do this. And it sort of had this knock-on effect. Now, the reality is the auto industry is going to have to spend a lot of money to actually meet these standards. But it is creating jobs. And someone like Kleinfeld would argue it's also making us more globally competitive because the autos that are being made around the world are more fuel efficient. And those are the sorts of cars that other countries want to buy.
All right. So what you're talking about is political gridlock, and that's keeping businesses from hiring. And I hear you explaining it, and yet I don't understand the connection between John Boehner and Harry Reid not able to agree and some jewelry business not hiring.
Well, because what that really comes down to is that you're worried about where things are going. I mean, you don't know necessarily what decisions are going to be made. There is this, you know, there are very specific things that government can do, for example, about immigration. That could help out a lot of companies a lot. So Kleinfeld pointed this out. Other CEOs have pointed out, even many of the Republican candidates have talked about this need to reform education and reform immigration, where you have all these people coming from around the world to get master's degrees and PhDs in science and math, and they can't even stay here. So you have people like Mitt Romney saying that we should staple a green card to the diploma of anybody who's got a degree in math or science. Huh. So this is the idea of, like, we're missing this opportunity to keep these people here. Then there's also the side of education that the government could get involved in terms of helping to train people for the skills, so that for the jobs that are available. So the Alcoa CEO talked about a program that he created to try and address the shortage of workers that we have.
Welders, for instance. There's a shortage in welders. So we have programs in cooperation with community colleges, in cooperation with some of the states, where we actually offer to our employees, as well as to those that outside, courses how they can improve their skills to become a welder, to become a maintenance engineer, you know, to operate equipment, intelligent equipment.
I hear all this. It sounds great. Except, honestly, Charlie, if businesses wait for them to solve their political problems in D.C. before they hire, that unemployment rate is never coming down.
Well, I mean, this is an example of a company saying, look, we're not going to wait. We're trying to find ways to match the jobs that we have available. We need to go out and figure this out. And that's actually what you're pointing out there is sort of the frustration that's being vented by someone like Howard Schultz, who we spoke to, the CEO of Starbucks, who is very frustrated about what's going on in Washington and is basically calling on business leaders to, you know, no, don't wait for Washington. We need to solve this problem ourselves. This is what he had to say.
My level of confidence that Washington is going to deliver a panacea of solutions to America over the next 13 months is pretty much zero. And so what I'm saying is that we as business people and business leaders must do our part. And I also think there has to be an understanding that to do our part, there has to be more of a balance between profitability and a social conscience to do the right thing for the people who need it most.
All right. That's kind of easy for Howard Schultz to say.
Well, I mean, and he's launched this program in his stores where for $5 you can buy this wristband, and it's a $5.
I've bought lots.
It's a $5 donation that goes to a group, this Opportunity Finance Network, which then in turn provides the money to local community developments to support local business. So this is almost an example of a business saying, we can't wait for government. We need to somehow go out and try and create jobs because government is not going to do it in the short term. So, I mean, you need to find this mix. I mean, what you're hearing from businesses is government needs to take some action, but at the same time, we can't sit around and wait, but we need some guidance. We need even just instill some confidence
but
in
again,
us.
But again, Howard Schultz, CEO of one of the most successful, largest companies in the United States, what about the guy who's got a mom-and-pop deli in a small town, Idaho?
Well, we spoke to the CEO of Brooklyn Industries, which is a local business here in New York. They have about 150 employees, 14 stores in 5 states. And the big thing that she talked about was financing. I mean, separate from government, there needs to be more financing available for businesses like hers, which are steady, but they can't grow if they can't get lending from the banks. And so that's the dilemma that they're facing, that if the banks don't open up their wallets, if they don't lend, then they're not able to expand and create jobs. And that's a problem that goes beyond the government because the government can't tell a bank to make a loan. But if they tell banks you have to be more risk averse and save more money, then that can actually end up having a bit of a negative effect on the small businesses that want to grow.
Charlie Herman is economics editor for The Takeaway and our co-producer, WNYC. You're going to come back when you get those November jobs numbers out, aren't you? We're expecting those sometime this morning. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
If you're a small business owner or a large business owner or any business owner, tell us, what is the specific thing that would get you to hire someone? 8778-MYTAKE.